This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Right now, NASDAQ stocks are doing something they were not yesterday afternoon, trading. NASDAQ halted all trading for hours while it fixed a technical glitch. Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial, joins us to talk about the morning after. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Mark.
So the banks and the hedge funds and the others in the market, they use cutting-edge technology, but the exchanges where they trade seem to be having trouble keeping up. How many more of these kind of outages and freezes and issues are we going to see?
Well, I'm afraid they're probably going to get more and more frequent because it's just as you say, the exchanges are behind on the technology curve, partly because those who are trading, particularly those who are successful, have more money to play with. And frankly, right now, technological investment is critical in making money, particularly in high-speed trading.
And what does this mean for NASDAQ just as a business, trying to be a company that runs this exchange? What does this do for the confidence that investors have and traders have in operating there?
Well, look, it's already become a problem, but it's difficult for them because high-frequency trading is the most profitable part of the market for the exchanges, just by its very nature. There are so many transactions, and every transaction brings with it a small fee for the exchange. So they have to allow, or if they would like to allow, that trading to continue. They want to preserve it. But at the same time, we've already seen small investors scared away. There's fewer and fewer small investors involved in stock trading compared, say, to the 90s or the 2000s.
Okay. Chris Lowe at FTN Financial, thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.